welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hey, hey, what is up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. Happy December. I know it's getting to what I like to refer to as silly season, where people just go mental with Christmas and holidays. And to be honest, I wouldn't say I'm a Christmas Scrooge, but it's definitely not my favorite time of year just because everything's so busy. I find like the ski hill's busier, like the shops are busier. It's harder to get into restaurants. There's more obligations. And while I really like the food and spending time with family, it seems that on Christmas, somehow I'm always driving in a snowstorm or I'm like overwhelmed with like the amount of engagements I have to go to. So I'm a pretty chill person. I'm pretty introverted. So I do always get a little bit overwhelmed around Christmas time. And I have to say, I'm always happy when it's over. I just sort of wish I could just celebrate Christmas at a time when no one else is celebrating it, like maybe January 7th. But anyways, that's just me. So as we're coming into the new year, this is a podcast episode that is backed by popular request that I've done the past 2 or 3 years on the podcast, where we actually talk about planning. And what I'm going to take you through is a little planning workshop that you can do so that you feel like you're set up for success in 2024. Okay. So what I would recommend doing is pausing this podcast and maybe getting a journal. If you have a physical calendar, that can be really helpful if you like that, or maybe open up your Google Calendar. I do everything in Google Calendar. I need everything to be online because I literally lose everything. If I wrote anything down in a physical journal, I would just lose the journal and I would never know what's up. And I also need notifications on my phone because literally I'm distracted and I forget everything. So if you're like me, then just do this with your Google Calendar or your Outlook Calendar or your Apple Calendar, whatever you want to use. Okay. So do a quick pause and come back. So the truth is, I wasn't always a planner and I actually used to kind of rebel against it. I'm someone who doesn't like structure. I don't like routine. If too much of that comes into my life, I feel very overwhelmed and I feel like I sort of rebel against it, even when I know it's what's best for me. And I never really planned in my business until I kind of got a rude awakening in 2020. So in 2020, I wasn't planning at this point and I just put a bunch of things on my calendar and didn't really think about it. And then suddenly took a look at things and I was like, holy fuck, this is a lot. And at the time, I was still dealing with a little bit of my fatigue and it felt really, really overwhelming. And so basically what I did is I had a launch planned and then I was starting a mastermind program. So I did this business mastermind program with a business colleague in 2020, was starting the mastermind. I was launching HTMA Expert. And then we had live events planned as a part of the mastermind. So we had this 3-day live event in Colorado. It was the first time doing a live event. And honestly, I had no desire to do live events, but the colleague who was running the mastermind with, she was all about live events. So we agreed that we would do 2. So there was that. And then there was something else as well. And I can't really remember because it was definitely a few years ago now, but I remember looking at my calendar and being like, oh my God, I am like launching, I'm starting this mastermind program, like I'm putting on this 3-day live event. And I think there was another launch in there. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? And I remember feeling so, so overwhelmed, so incredibly overwhelmed. And the thing that actually saved me was the shutdown with COVID. And as much as that sucked, I think we all can all agree that was a crazy time in the world. It actually totally pulled me out of it because I wasn't able to run the live event. And while that was, you know, disappointing and it definitely added a bit of stress when you get people to pay for a mastermind with a live event and now they can't meet in person, like, yeah, that added some stress, but it literally cleared my schedule. And that gave me a lot of time to reflect and sort of realize that, like, man, if I had just like made a plan and actually like mapped this out on a calendar, then this wouldn't have happened. And I had no one to blame but myself. And I decided I was never going to do that again because the overwhelm that I felt was debilitating and I just didn't want to go through that again. So since then, I have forced myself to plan not only on an annual basis, but on a weekly basis. Okay. And so this is something that I teach my students inside HCA that we talk about often is actually time blocking our calendar out. I time block my calendar. Now, am I super committed to doing it during those time blocks? No, but they always get done within the week. So for example, today, I actually plan to record these podcast episodes in the morning. And right now it's 3 p.m. Normally I like to get things done in the morning, but I was a little bit under the weather. I didn't have a lot of energy. So I just kind of took the morning off, but I knew that I needed to get it done this week. And then I looked at the rest of my week and I said, nope, the best time to get it done is in the afternoon. So it always gets done. But essentially on a week by week basis, I never sit down on my computer and wonder what should I be working on? Okay. That never happens. I always have a plan. And so from a bigger level overview and from an annual perspective, I always make sure that I have a plan as well. Now, does this mean that the plan I make at the beginning of the year, is it always exactly what plays out? No. There's definitely a flexible framework involved in this, right? Nothing is set in stone. And I'm actually going to encourage you to revisit your plan every quarter to make sure that it still makes sense and to make sure that you don't want to make any adjustments, okay? So planning is really important because it just helps you basically not double book yourself. And it helps you stay out of that fight or flight zone where you've just put too much on your plate. Okay. And so it's really helpful to just get a plan on the schedule, even if you need to adjust it over the year. Okay. So when it comes to planning, so have your calendar out in front of you, whether that's your physical calendar or your Google calendar or whatever, and start looking ahead into the year and plan out your personal engagements, vacations, or any things with your kids. So maybe you know that you have a wedding to go to in March, or maybe you want to take a vacation in the summer. Well, put that on the calendar. Maybe you don't know the exact days. That's fine. Just put it in there and maybe you're going to adjust it a little bit. And that's totally fine. If your kid has a soccer tournament, right? A day that you're going to be away from your office, like put that soccer tournament in there. Like as much as you know in advance, put it in your calendar. Now, if you have a physical calendar, you could use a highlighter, right? You could have maybe blue is what you use for personal. And what you can do is you can just highlight the date and write it in. If you're using something like a Google calendar, you can actually create an event that goes over multiple days and give it a special color, okay? The reason we want to start with personal events, because we want to make sure that we do not double book ourselves with promotions or launches, right? So I've done this before so many times before I started planning where literally I'd be on a vacation and then I'd have a launch like as soon as I got back, right? And of course, there's a lot of planning that has to go into a launch. So I'd be like working on my vacation or maybe just even a few weeks after the vacation, right? You don't want to plan a promotion or a launch when you are not going to be in office, right? It's going to be stressful if you're at a soccer tournament and you've got people emailing you about the last day of your promotion before your discount goes away, right? So we just want to make sure we're not overlapping, okay? So you can pause this podcast and you can write in all your personal engagements and vacations and kid stuff and all those personal things using the same color. So that's going to take you a few minutes. And again, maybe you don't know. So maybe you know that I want to take a vacation in September. Not sure exactly when, but I'm going to put it in the first week and you can always change that over time. Okay. The next thing that I'm going to recommend that you put in your calendar are professional development days, right? Because you're a coach, you're a practitioner, you're a professional, and you need to be constantly updating your research and your knowledge around your particular niche, right? This is something that is unique to health and wellness, where we need to be constantly learning, right? You need to spend some time like looking at the data, looking at the research. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is schedule in, whether it maybe it's like a couple hours a week, or maybe it's like a day a month where you're actually going to sit down and you are going to read research or take courses or do something that is going to help increase your knowledge. Okay. Because this is something that a lot of coaches don't take into consideration. Obviously, everything you learned in school is great, but the research is always changing. You're going to change your opinions on things, right? At some point, you're going to be recommending one type of diet. And then over time, you're going to say, you know, the research doesn't really support this anymore. I think maybe people would benefit more on this other thing. So it's really important that you put this time aside so that you can stay up to date. And so that might just be one day a month where literally the whole day you're doing courses, you're reading, or whatever. Maybe one day all at once sounds really overwhelming. So maybe you're just going to say Friday afternoons, this is when I do my courses, when I spend time reading the literature or whatever that is. So you're going to want to put that in there as well, because that's going to help you actually do it and not let that stuff be forgotten. Okay. Now, the next thing you're going to want to do is schedule in your launches or promotions. So if you are someone who has a group program, you're probably going to want to launch your group program every 3 or 4 months or something like that. So I want you to schedule in your launches. So determine what's the open cart period, for what amount of time is the program going to be available, or the discount or the bonus going to be available, and then put that into your calendar using a different color. Maybe you're going to use yellow for this one. So I want you to schedule those all out for the whole year, even though they might change, because you might at this point put it in for like mid-September, but then as time goes on, you're like, I want to do this other thing, or I want to switch that. Again, this is a flexible framework. Nothing is set in stone. Okay. But this is really important to know, because there's going to be a lot of prep and a lot of organization that has to go into the months leading up to that launch. So you want to know where it is so you can set yourself and your team up for success. Okay. So put in any launches that you're going to be doing. If you're doing a webinar or a challenge or a summit, whatever that is, maybe you're going to do a Black Friday promotion. So make sure you schedule that into your calendar as well. Okay. Make sure all that stuff is in there. And now that you know when all your personal stuff is, this is really going to help you not overlap. Do not book a launch at the same time as a vacation. Do not go on vacation and then come back to a launch. And the other thing I would say too is I recommend having a little bit of time after launch before you go on vacation. I'm definitely guilty of booking a vacation right after a launch completes. And so, for example, when I went to Italy in June, I had a summit, and essentially we were still kind of launching when we went on vacation. It was generally fine, but I think in hindsight, it would have been good to just have a week buffer time. So like cart closes and then have like maybe a week, because essentially I was like in launch mode and then having to pack, and it was just a lot. And while it was kind of nice to like launch and have money coming in while I was in Italy, that was pretty fun and exciting, it ended up being a lot. So I recommend just having a little bit of buffer time. And remember, we are here because we want to have amazing lifestyles and because we want to have freedom. So just don't stress yourself out, okay? And plan your launches and promotions around your lifestyle, around the things that are really important for you to do in life. And so I want you to schedule in all your launches, all your promotions. So if you need to pause this podcast and come back, then definitely do that. Now, the final thing I want you to do is I want you to, actually, this will be the second final thing that I want you to do, okay? I want you to schedule in 30 minutes in the middle of each quarter. So quarter being January, February, March, that would be the first quarter. Then April, May, June would be the next quarter. So if we're talking about the first quarter, so sometime in the middle of February, I want you to put it on your calendar to reevaluate your plan for the next quarter, okay? And maybe even the next two quarters. So I want you to sit down. I want you to open up your calendar. I want you to look at the vacations. Are those vacations still where I want them to be? Great. Is there anything additional that's come up? You know, does my kid now have a gymnastics tournament or something like that, or competition or whatever? Do I want to go on a little vacation with my partner? Is those promotional dates, are they good? Do I want to switch those? And just go in and reevaluate your plan. Make sure it still makes sense and make sure that there's nothing else you want to add or delete, okay? So in the middle of each quarter, do that for the next quarter, okay? Because that'll give you time to make the adjustments, okay? Now, the final thing I'm going to tell you to do is to put aside time for weekly planning. Now, I know this is not over the year, this is week by week, but it's really important, because the worst way that you can be unproductive and waste time in your business is when you sit down at your computer and think to yourself, what should I be working on right now? We want to prevent that from ever happening, right? We want you to be very intentional with your time so that every time you sit down on your computer, you know exactly what you were working on. So for example, I usually do this on Thursdays. Not always. I'm actually pretty sporadic with it. I do it at all different times, if I'm being honest, but I always do it. And I sit down and I look at my week ahead and I plan out what I'm going to do. So in terms of like, if you have clients scheduling with you, I recommend that you don't allow them to schedule with you like less than like a week in advance. That way, when you sit down on a Friday, you see what your next week looks like, and people aren't just going to schedule in last minute. Okay. And I want you to actually put that 30 minutes or hour aside to do this every single week. Now, Research shows that people who plan are more successful, but research also shows that a lot of people don't actually do it. Okay. And a lot of people have resistance towards it. It's that thing where we know it's what's best for us. We know it will help us, but we never do it. And so if that's you, if you're struggling to make this happen, I invite you to sort of make it fun. Okay. So you could go to your favorite coffee shop and order like your favorite drink and maybe like a little treat or something like that, like a muffin or I don't know, a little piece of cake or a breakfast sandwich or whatever. And so that you actually kind of make it, you kind of pair it with something that's enjoyable. Maybe you get out of the house or maybe you go sit out on your deck, whatever it is that will make you do this consistently, do it. Okay. And I want you to sit down and I want you to look at your week ahead and just figure out what you need to work on, right? So you're like, what are my priorities right now? Right? Like, do I have a launch coming up? Do I need to work on writing my sales emails? Do I need to work on a sales page? Do I need to get my email newsletters done? Right? So everything is in my calendar. I never show up at work and wonder what I'm going to be working on because every day there's something in there or it's a day off, right? Sometimes it is a day off and that's cool too. This is really, really important. And I do this with my Google Calendar. I just time block it out. And so today I'm recording podcasts. Tomorrow I'm updating my course in this section. Friday, I'm working on my Black Friday plan, right? Whatever that is. Like I know exactly what I'm working on down to the detail. Now, one hesitation that you might feel is that, well, I don't really know how long things are going to take. And it's legit, especially when you're new, you may not know exactly how long things are going to take. But what can really help you is if you actually start breaking down the task into all its smaller details. Rather than saying something like update my website, which is a big thing, like break it down. Like what exactly do you need to do? I need to create a graphic. I need to add text and break that down. And that can give you a better sense of what you think it will take you. I do this all the time. I underestimate or I overestimate all the time how long things are going to take me. It's okay. I learn every time I do that. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I usually know if I'm updating a sales page that it's probably going to take me 3 hours. How do I know that? Because I've done it so much. Usually when I'm updating, I want to give myself 3 hours. If I'm writing a sales page from scratch, then I want to give myself like 2 to 3 full days to work on it. So I'll actually set aside 3 full days. And so my advice to you is to pay attention. You're probably going to underestimate or even overestimate multiple times, and it's okay. It's totally okay. But take note of that. So if you're, for example, let's say you're just writing out your freebie in a Google Doc. You're not worrying about design or doing any of the visual stuff. You're literally just writing it out. See how long that takes you. And you're like, okay, this actually took me 4 hours. Good to know. Take note of that. Next time you're making a freebie, you're going to say, I'm going to give myself 5 hours because it took me 4 hours last time. And this gives me a little bit of buffer room. Okay. So pay attention. So really the take home of this episode is to plan. Plan your year, plan your quarter, and plan your week. You are going to be so much more productive and you're going to have way more time to chill and do the fun things because you're going to get things done and you're not going to waste time. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you love this episode and you want to give this podcast a 5-star review, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. ratethispodcast.com/wealthy and give me a 5-star review. I would so appreciate that. And if you have any questions about this episode, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Kendra Perry Inc. That's at Kendra Perry INC. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you have a fantastic day. And I will see you next Monday, same place, same time, where I help you become wealthy AF.